Could you kindly introduce yourself?
I am Fernando Salinas. I'm in charge of forestry matters within the FAO West Africa team that is part of the FAO Regional Office for Africa.
Fernando, thank you for this interview. A few years after the Rio Plus 20 international context, a number of activities have taken place in countries of Africa and West Africa that you cover. And 1 year has passed since the adoption of the Convergence Plan for the sustainable management and utilization of forest ecosystems in West Africa. What is it? What are the objectives? And what can be the outcome?
So this Convergence Plan that was adopted in September 2013 by the ministers in charge of forests of the ECOWAS region, ECOWAS meaning the Economic Community of West African States, basically is a response to a need that was identified quite some time ago, that forest degradation in West Africa is quite remarkable. The rate between 2000 and 2010 is equivalent to 19% of the forest cover, which means in terms of area, 870,000 hectares a year. And then it was also observed that the cooperation on forestry matters in the subregion was really too weak. So this led a number of organizations under the leadership of ECOWAS to start a process with the backing of the ministers in charge of forests so that a convergence plan to really strengthen the cooperation on forestry matters and therefore achieving sustainable management of forest ecosystems could be developed. So basically this is the goal of the plan, and the objective is to achieve sustainable management by the year 2025.
Who is involved and what needs really to be improved?
Okay, so this involves, a number of organizations and the 15 ECOWAS member countries. Besides ECOWAS, that is the leading agency, we also have UMOR, we have IUCN, we have FAO, and a number of others. The focus is on either issues of transboundary nature, where cooperation is needed, particularly for management of cross border protected areas. And also another area of attention is all the aspects of common interest within the subregion, including policy and legislative aspects as well. Just to give you an example, there are already successful examples of cross-border cooperation in the subregion between, for instance, Senegal, Guinea and Guinea-Bissau, between Sierra Leone and Liberia, between Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana, between Ghana and Burkina Faso, so on and so forth. So there are already a number of cross-border protected areas that are already subject to some level of cooperation. Obviously, we feel that there is still more to be done. There is a need to harmonize approaches, to create a sort of a network of those protected areas. And so we believe this convergence plan can be instrumental in fostering cooperation and therefore moving fast in that direction.
What is exactly in concrete actions? What can be done in concrete actions to, how do you say, protect areas, and what areas and what for and for who, for what purpose? What is behind this policy of protected areas or joint management of protected areas?
Okay, basically, let's say the most challenging issues in a protected area have to do with the what we call the human-wildlife conflict. So the conflict between the wildlife, like elephants, and the human population that lives in the area, and particularly the farming community. Because often, these big mammals, in their movements, and they move a lot, they tend to destroy crops belonging to farmers. So this obviously trigger a negative reaction from the farmers that obviously are not happy when they farm around the protected area because they fear these big mammals can come outside the protected area and enter the farms and destroy crops, because obviously elephants like eating whatever, you know, is being cropped. So one of the challenges is to really develop approaches that normally involve the creation of corridors where elephants can move along, and so also by the adoption of some techniques to keep them away from the farms. I mean, this is a bit of a challenge, but it's possible. It has been found in other areas, particularly in southern and eastern Africa. And now, progressively, West Africa is adopting some of those techniques so that, you know, the human-wildlife conflict problem can be, if not totally resolved, but at least it can be eased, it can be minimized.
Is it also a matter of regenerating the biodiversity? I mean, on land first, protected land, but also allow the regeneration of biodiversity?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because obviously the interest in keeping protected areas, among other reasons, has to do with protection of biodiversity, be it animal or plant biodiversity. And obviously the problem is that the protected area is an area that, if not inside, but at least around it, it has, you know, human settlements. And so farmers, you know, see this as a source of concern for them, for their livelihoods. Inasmuch as we tend to, through, for instance, ecotourism, you know, attract people, and, you know, people visit protected areas, they have to pay fees. So this means, you know, an income to those populations, because also the populations can produce handicrafts, can get honey or other products that they can sell also to the visitors. So, I mean, this is can be a source of income. But obviously, they also want assurance that the wildlife, and particularly the big wildlife like elephants, which are probably the most challenging in this respect, don't destroy their farms. So we need to find compromises and solutions that can work in favor of the livelihood of the populations around protected areas, but also in favor of conservation of biodiversity.
How far are you then preparing the World Forestry Congress in, is it September 2015? Is it part of some of the key policies that need to be in place in countries?
No, definitely. The World Forestry Congress is a big opportunity to showcase, I mean, African forestry and what we can consider as success stories in Africa. So we are together in collaboration with our partners. We are trying to identify opportunities for presentations at the World Forestry Congress so that our issues and our successes as well can be more widely known in the world, I mean, especially in the world, meaning people more directly linked to the forestry sector, I mean, across the various continents. So this will for sure bring a plus to our work and will attract interest and hopefully also support from various quarters.
Fernando Salinas, thank you very much.
Thank you also.